Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for joining us. So, Richard, what percentage of booking costs are overseas websites such as Trivago taking?
Good question, Nathaniel. Generally speaking, of any room rate that's booked by these, what they're called, online travel agents or OTAs, and there's two big ones, it can be as high as 30% of the room rate that goes offshore untaxed.
Well, how much impact is this having on Australian hotel owners and the hotel industry as a whole?
Yeah, good question, another good question. It's having a material impact in that we're seeing, particularly most of the industry is small business across Australia. So most people, I think, when they think of accommodation, they think of big hotels and big brands. But the reality is over 70% is actually small family businesses and those motor inns and motels and apartment buildings across Australia that everyone sort of loves and knows. But what's happening is these websites have been able to negotiate through the ACCC back in 2016, a very privileged position where they are, the actual motel owners and hotel operators are not allowed to advertise a price any lower than these OTAs, which is quite extraordinary when you think about it, that if you've got a business, you can't advertise a rate lower than an online travel agent who takes 30% of your margin and ships it straight off overseas untaxed. And we're talking in this sort of material figures around about our industry turns over $17 billion. And these OTAs are taking around about 30% of the market. So on GST alone, it's something like $700 million a year that's floating offshore, untaxed, and not going to those small communities. And it's really hurting business.
Gosh, that's a lot of money. 30%, my goodness.
Yes. People probably just don't realise the extent of this. And I guess, you know, there's been a... in fact, one of the proponents, Expedia, biggest advertiser in Google, they spend $1 billion a year to make sure that consumers click through on these things. And the poor old motelier in, you know, Mudgee has no chance because they buy all the search engine optimization. They pay per click. And they brand hijack names so that when someone goes on to, say, let's say Motel Mudgee, they're actually booking through their site. So it's deceptive conduct as well. And the ACCC have got an active investigation of Trivago at the moment, who is actually owned by one of the OTAs and who advertise all their own brands. And they're in breach of making you know, statements around lowest rate and making statements about the actual product that's on offer. And they've admitted they've been doing that. So there's big fines coming their way. It's no surprise to us at all that that's happening because, you know, their conduct is just unbelievable because they're outside of the Australian jurisdiction.
Well, these websites have been around for so many years and we haven't really heard much or done much about what they've been doing until recently. Why's it taking so long for people to start speaking out against these companies?
Yeah, it's probably because it's come into the political framework, and the ACCC have an active investigation around rate parity at the moment, for instance. And rate parity is what I talked about before, where they can actually, you know, you sign a contract. And when people ask me, say, well, why do you guys sign the contract? Well, the reason that small motel signs a contract is that they're given 2 weeks to sign it. 30 to 40% of their business comes through that channel, because the consumers are out there just clicking away, booking them, and they're tied up to these unfair contracts. And one of the big changes that really came through, Nathaniel, last year was some legislation around misuse of market power. And this is to protect small business from very large businesses. And that's relatively new legislation that was introduced in 2017 and had this sort of operation in mind, because it is absolutely a situation where a very, very large global business is really dictating terms to very, very micro businesses. And it's not fair.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Richard Munro, a CEO of Accommodation Association Australia, speaking to us here on The Daily about the effects of online booking sites, what they're having on Australian hotel owners. So, Mr. Munro, are there any accommodation comparison sites that aren't sending money overseas, or should we always be booking through the hotel's own website?
Well, up until the legislation gets changed, Nathaniel, where rate parity is banned, which has been in many other countries, it hasn't been done in Australia yet. But our advice to any consumer is if you actually want a better deal, just pick up the phone and make a call. And the experience will be a much better experience because you'll actually speak to the owner or the manager and you'll be able to work out the best place to drive to it or, you know, if particular products available or restaurants open the night you're there. And so until the legislation's changed, which we hope it will be done soon, and the regulator, the ACCC, can act on it, our strong advice is pick up the phone, call. And we had a real boost to this when Dick Smith came out and said some things in September, a statement around this very issue. And he had 3.5 million hits, and we saw about a 15% uplift in direct bookings, which was a fantastic result because people actually realised they got a better deal, they got a better response, and a much better experience rather than just clicking and being anonymous. And just think, whenever you book direct, that money goes and stays in that small town as opposed to 30% of it drifting off into the Netherlands, for instance.
And it's much more personal experience actually calling up rather than kind of just doing it online and not really having any interaction. What kind of laws are we waiting on to regulate this?
Well, principally, it's the rate parity position, which is the regulator, the ACCC. They've been investigating this for around about 9 months, and we're expecting an outcome soon. They've acted on this other issue, which is the comparison site Trivago, which has been described by completely serious situation where they're misleading people. And Rod Sims, the chairman, is, they're going to take them to court to fine them for it because people have been misled. And essentially, I think that when the regulator comes out and rules on price parity, and it will have political support, I'm sure, from both sides of government, that, the small operators in those country towns can actually breathe a big sigh of relief, because when you're employing a lot of people like we do in our industry and you're hit with a 30% cost to your turnover, that's a significant impact to your bottom line. And as of last year, our insolvencies in our industry was up around about 14% because mostly because of this.
30% is a lot of money. That's almost a third of your earnings. My goodness. Well, hopefully we can see some laws come through shortly. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Richard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Please encourage your listeners to book direct. It'll be a great experience, and they'll save some money, hopefully, as well.
Always nice to save a bit of money and, help out mum and dad accommodation places. Richard, thank you so much for joining us.